Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Snacks for Thought. Snacks for Thought are bite-sized inspirations designed to draw you closer to God. I am so excited for today's episode because I will be passing the mic to my friend Tyrell Brown. Tyrell is a young man dedicated to serving God with his life and embarking on whatever journey God takes him on. He is also a fellow podcaster. His podcast, called Beacon of Hope, is available on iTunes, Spotify, and Google Play. And it reaches people all over the world. I would encourage you all to subscribe. So let's get into today's episode entitled, What Is It?
Hey everyone, I want to ask you a question. Has there ever been a time in your life when God answered a prayer, but just not in the way that you expected? Have you ever asked Him to move in a certain way in your life and He chose to do something completely different? Well, the children of Israel found themselves in a similar situation, and there's an account that I'd like to look at in Exodus 16. I just want to summarize this passage for you. In this chapter, the people of Israel had just been delivered from Egyptian bondage and crossed over the Red Sea. Here, they found themselves in the wilderness of Sin and thought that God had failed them. In Exodus 16, verses 2 through 3, they were complaining to their leaders, Moses and Aaron, because of what they perceived to be a lack of provision. They thought that God had led them out into the wilderness, delivered them from the Egyptians, just to kill them in the wilderness by not feeding them. Think about how silly that is. They have just witnessed a miraculous intervention by God. They had just witnessed a highway being created in an ocean, them walking through it, getting onto the other side on dry land, and then watching that ocean close back up and swallow their enemies. And now here they are, thinking that God was going to leave them for dead. I wonder if that can be us sometimes as well. Sometimes we may forget God's past faithfulness. Well, friends, let me encourage you to hold on to the reality that if God saw you through one troublesome season in your life, He'll see you through another one. Hebrews 13:8 reminds us that Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. This is what theologians call the immutability of Christ. That is His unchanging nature. So yes, your season of life may change, but God remains the same. He's still a God of provision. He's still a God of restoration. He's still a God of deliverance. He's still a God of faithfulness. Exodus 16, verse 12. God now speaks to Moses and He tells him that, hey, I'm going to provide for my people. I'm going to feed them. He said that He would give them meat at night and bread in the morning. And the bread that He would provide them with would be enough to fill them up. And the people of Israel would know that Yahweh alone was their God through His miraculous provision. So, sure enough, God's word came to pass. The people were fed meat at night, quail came and it covered the camp, and you would think that all is well. God made good on His promise. They just witnessed, they're partaking in a portion of the promise of God. Well, that wasn't the case. The next morning in Exodus 16, verse 14, it says, "And when the layer of dew lifted, on the surface of the wilderness was a small round substance, as fine as frost on the ground." Verse 15. "So when the children of Israel saw it, they said to one another, 'What is it?' For they did not know what it was." And we know that to be manna. In the Hebrew, manna simply means, "What is it?" So here we see in verse 14 that Israel is staring dead at their provision. They're coming out of their tents, wiping their eyes early in the morning, and they're seeing this frost-like substance on the ground, and they ask, "What is it?" So, friends, we must ask the question, how did Israel miss their provision? They're literally looking dead at what God promised to provide them with, and they're asking, "What is it?" Well, the answer is quite simple. They were expecting it to look differently. They wanted something else, maybe some wheat bread, some Wonder Bread, I don't know, some toast that was just toasted nicely. Whatever the case is, they were expecting something different, but instead they got this frost-like substance. And if it were not for Moses telling the people that this was God's doing, they would have missed their promise. So, Tyrell, what are you trying to say? Or what am I trying to ask, really? Are you missing the provision of God in your life because you're expecting it in a certain way? Maybe today you're praying for a new job and God provides you with an opportunity, but it's just not checking all of your boxes, so you dismiss it. Maybe you're single and you're praying, God, send me my spouse, and he's sitting on the throne laughing like, I've sent you multiple people. I've sent multiple people your way. But because they're not to your liking and not really in the way that you're expecting them to look, you dismiss it. Maybe this one's too short. That one's too tall. This one chews and makes weird sounds. I don't know. But you're dismissing God's provision because it doesn't look like the way you expect it. Or here's a good one. Maybe today you're praying for God to bear more of the fruit of self-control in your life, so He allows certain things to enter into your life for a season that may test your patience, but it provides you with an opportunity to grow. But because it's not ideal for you, it's not quite comfortable, you dismiss it. Let me leave you with this thought, friends. Don't be picky with God's provision. If you get picky and only want what you like and what you're accustomed to, you'll miss God's best for your life. His provision may not always be in the way that you expect. Remember, He's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that you can ever ask and or think. If I can encourage you to let go of your preconceived notions on how God should provide for you, let go of your pre-understandings of how you believe God operates. Trust that God will provide for you. No matter how it looks like, He will do it. Trust that He will never leave you nor forsake you. Trust that He is good, He does good, and He works all things together for your good. Trust Him with all of your heart. Be encouraged.